Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Nostradamus.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to thank all the people. We're recording either right as Allegiance in theaters is getting out. Last night, the original Broadway production of Allegiance was filmed and it was shown in theaters worldwide. James, I'm sorry we didn't talk about this. I don't know how this one slipped by us. We've talked about it before. We mentioned it two or three times in previous episodes, but we didn't talk about it yesterday because we just... I guess we're just making jokes all day yesterday. So so we apologize for that, but we appreciate we've had four or five people email or tweet us and let us know that they had some pretty decent crowds, which is encouraging because I didn't expect there to be big crowds for this one because it's not a hugely well-known show. But I'm glad that it seems to be doing at least fairly well in some theaters across the country. We heard some check-ins from Columbus, Ohio, my hometown, also from St. Louis. So let us know if you're listening to this, how your theaters looked if you went and saw Allegiance last night in the movie theaters.
The power of Takei.
There, I mean, if he could just maybe use some Vulcan mind tricks, or I guess as a Jedi, I don't know the Star Trek stuff. I'm not really a Star Trek fan, no, but still.
All right, first up, just as the prophecies foretold.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal and Ashford will lead Sunday in the Park on Broadway.
Yeah, James, I don't want to insinuate that you and I are single-handedly responsible for this move.
We are.
But I also don't want to insinuate that we aren't, because yesterday the Ambassador Theater Group announced that they would be reopening the historic Hudson Theater on Broadway with a strictly limited engagement revival of Stephen Sondheim's beloved musical Sunday in the Park with George, starring Oscar-nominated heartthrob Jake Gyllenhaal and Tony-winning ray of gorgeous, quirky sunshine Annalee Ashford. Everybody listening will certainly remember that the two led a star-studded benefit concert of the show for New York City Center over three nights in the fall. Like that concert, this production will be directed by Sarna Lapine, the niece of book writer and original director James Lapine. Performances will begin at the Hudson on Saturday, February 11, 2017, ahead of a Thursday, February 23rd opening night, and the show is scheduled to play just through Sunday, April 23rd. James, that short preview time tells me that it might very well be some version of a concert-ish performance, kind of like what we're expecting from Sunset as well. Sunday in the Park with George is going to be produced for Broadway by Adam Spears for the Ambassador Theater Group, New York City Center, Janine Tesori, who is obviously an integral part of a lot of the stuff that New York City Center has done over the last few years, and Reva Marker. Additional information, including casting, will be announced shortly. Gyllenhaal was originally supposed to rechristen the Hudson in a revival of Lanford Wilson's play Burn This, but shortly after the previously mentioned Sunday in the Park concert, we learned that that production of Burn This was being postponed, which got our transfer senses tingling, and since ATB hadn't yet announced the tenant for the newest Broadway house, James, you and I, we kept holding out hope and speculating that maybe this might happen. And now it has. They have not announced any other casting, as I said, but that concert had so many great people in it. It featured Carmen Cusack, Lisa Howard, Zachary Levi, Ruthie Ann Miles, Felicia Rashad, Lauren Worsham, and nearly a dozen other really great Broadway stars. I wouldn't count on all of them joining the production on Broadway, but with just a 2.5 month run, I wouldn't be surprised if a decent number of them did. So James, I don't really know where to start with this one. You know, I was kind of joking about us predicting this, although we did predict this right away. But it always seemed like a long shot to me. I mean, just because of what a huge star Gyllenhaal is, and he's got like six movies in production. And the last revival of Sunday in the Park, which was only, what, 7-8 years ago, it didn't do all that great on Broadway. So despite us continuing to pump this up and say that we really wanted this to happen and kind of teasing that it could, I'm still pretty surprised by this.
Yeah, I was incredibly shocked when the email showed up on my inbox, and wow, I'm you know, it's great. We're all going to get a chance to see it. Did you see any details about ticket prices or anything like that? Because I saw on social media a lot of people complaining that it was really expensive.
I did not see that, but I would imagine one might need to mortgage something to pay for these tickets. Yes.
Mm. All right. Well, you know, we are Sunday in the Park Central right here. And as every breath and sigh and wisp of a hair is taken on Sunday in the Park, we will mention it here.
Yes, as if people have listened to the List of Palooza episode on Some Like It Pop, where we talked about our favorite musicals, this is one of mine. I love this. I love Anna Lee Ashford. I love so many people that were in that concert. I'm a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. And more than anything, like, I want to hear this guy. First off, I've never really heard him sing a whole lot, let alone sing Sondheim. So I think that would just be super, super interesting. And I hope I mean, if they're going to do this, they might as well do a cast album, too. I mean, Broadway HD, get on this, film this. Come on, let's see this for people like me who don't live in New York. Give us something. Give us something. Come on.
All right. We have to put it to Robbie Brazel. You got to take it to Van Deen and make sure that there is a recording made of this.
Seriously. Seriously. Come on, Robbie.
All right. What's up in the show and casting news?
All right, James, we've got a bunch of fairly significant but not Sunday in the Park level news. So if you want to talk about any of these stories further, please interrupt me. If not, I'll just kind of run through them really quickly. First, yesterday, the company of the upcoming Broadway premiere of Groundhog Day, the musical, was announced. We already knew that Tony nominee Andy Carr would be reprising his performance as Phil Collins after the celebrated Old Vic run earlier this year. But yesterday, we learned that he would be joined by Barrett Doss, who will play the Andy McDowell role from the film Rita Hansen. They will be joined by a host of Broadway vets in the ensemble. The names that jumped out at me that I recognized were Raymond J. Lee, who was in Anything Goes, and he was in Honeymoon in Vegas, and then Josh Lehman, who was in, I mean, everything. I think he was in Hair. He was in Finding Neverland, done a bunch of stuff. Groundhog Day begins Broadway performances on March 16th at the August Wilson Theater and opens on April 17th. Also yesterday, we learned that Tony winner Jessie Mueller would end her run leading the Sarah Bareilles musical Waitress on March 26th. A new Jenna will be announced soon. The show is currently on sale through June 11th, so they are anticipating having a life after their original star departs. The show will also launch a national tour on October 17th of 2017 from the Cleveland Playhouse Square.
So let me jump in for a second.
Yes, please.
Any spitballing on replacements for Jessie?
Well, I mean, it depends on how they want to go with this, because I think pretty much every actress on Broadway was attached to this show at one point in different iterations of workshops and stuff like that. Some of them are not currently available. I know Laura Benanti was involved for one point. Obviously, she's having a child soon, so I don't know if she'll want to jump into a Broadway show in March. Laura Osnes just did a concert of shows that it was a bunch of songs that were part of shows that she was either close to getting or had to back out of, and she was originally involved with this as well. Obviously, she's doing Bandstand, so she won't be able to do this, but I feel like there's got to be a whole stable of women who've been involved at some point or another. I don't know the show super well, James, so do you have anybody in mind that you think could do this? I love the movie. I saw the movie at the Great American Pie Festival that my sister used to run here in Celebration, Florida. I saw that at a premiere however many years ago, so I love the film. But what do you think? Is there anybody off the top of your head?
Well, it'll make it very easy if they went from Jessie Mueller to Abby Mueller.
That's true. I saw Abby in the Beautiful Tour, and she was fantastic. I think if I was Abby, I'd have to feel a little awkward about always taking over roles that my sister had originated. But, you know, whatever. It's a Broadway gig, so it can't be all bad.
Certainly. I'm joking about that. It's tongue-in-cheek. Certainly Abby could do it, but certainly she wants to break out on her own. Bright Star is launching a national tour.
Yeah, James, yesterday we talked about the Bright Star reunion concert that was at Town Hall on Monday night, but the concert was actually happening when we were recording, and it wasn't until after we were done that we found out that from the stage of the concert, the show's music supervisor, Peter Asher, confirmed that the Steve Martin and Edie Brickell musical will launch a tour in 2018 from Salt Lake City, Utah. No further details or dates or casting like that have been announced. So that's exciting. Plenty of people on social media were losing their poop over this one, because this is a show that a lot of Broadway folks and theater community enthusiasts are very excited about, despite its short run on Broadway. So there were a lot of people that were really excited that it was going to go out and tour the country. You know, it's funny because none of, you know, there hasn't been an official announcement, but they're not calling it a national tour. So I don't know if it's, I mean, I would assume it's a national tour, but it's just being called a tour right now. And so I'm assuming when we finally get an actual press release, they'll give us some details about how big it is. But I'm hoping for the best for this one. So many people love it and think it's such a great show that hopefully it gets to as many people as possible.
They should do it in rep with Sting's Big Ship musical.
I'm not going anywhere near that. Not touching it. Because there's so many just bad. Okay. Moving on, throughout the year, we've been keeping you updated about the Julie Taymor-directed Broadway revival of Henry David Hwang's M. Butterfly. Well, yesterday there was an audition notice posted for the role of Song Le Ling, one of the main two main characters in the show. The auditions will take place the first week of January. No notices for other roles were posted at the time, so James, I'm assuming that maybe that means they've already gotten those roles cast. The audition notice does specify that the performer, quote, must be available fall 2017. So I think we should probably keep an eye out for this one beginning anytime in September of next year. So that's really exciting. And then finally in this section, following an impressive run in Washington, D.C., Heidi Blickenstaff and Emma Hunton will travel with a new Disney musical Freaky Friday as it crosses the country to the famed La Jolla Playhouse in California. La Jolla artistic director Christopher Ashley directed the run at D.C.'s Signature Theater, and this transfer was always planned, but the stars hadn't been named until yesterday. The show will play La Jolla from January 31st through March 12th. Then who knows where it may end up. James, I think you remember we had some from some friends and listeners check in and say that they really, really enjoyed this show in D.C. So who knows if it gets a New York run or not. But Disney definitely probably doesn't put a whole lot of money into shows not to have them have as big a market as humanly possible.
Seriously, we're going to have to build some theaters here in New York.
I mean, if anybody can, it's Disney. I mean, they had plenty of money. I mean, with Rogue One opening, they could probably build one just with like a quarter of the profits this movie makes.
It's unbelievable, the traffic jam of projects that are from, you know, well-financed sources that are coming to town.
Yep.
All right. What's up in the recommendations?
Well, we haven't been doing recommendations here lately, James. We talked about this the other day. There really hasn't been anything that really jumped out of us. But there are two videos that I wanted to mention. The first is that on yesterday's Good Morning America on ABC, they visited their corporate synergistic sister sibling in Broadway's Aladdin, where they did some behind the scenes stuff. They also did, I guess, a new version of Friend Like Me. I haven't seen the Broadway version. All I really know was the either the cast album or what they did on the Tonys, but apparently they did a slightly new version of Friend Like Me that is being integrated into the show. We'll have a video of both the backstage stuff and the new Friend Like Me in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. And then the thing I want to talk about the most is I tweeted about this on Monday night. I want to watch singing competition shows on television. I haven't been watching much of The Voice this season. I used to write recaps weekly for The Voice, American Idol, and So You Think You Can Dance over at Broadway World. So I kind of got burned out on those shows, but I try to catch in some of the big ones. So last on Monday was the performance finale of The Voice, and then last night was the actual announcement of the winner, and we're recording that at 10:45, so I've got to hurry this up so I can see who wins. But anyway, on Monday night, Way McDonald, who's a 16-year-old girl, she got the what's known as the pimp slot, the last slot of the show right before it went off the air at like 9:50, and she sang Don't Rain on My Parade. James, she is throughout this season kind of been, you know, kind of a bluesy, rocky kind of a singer from what I've seen, a kind of a really husky voice. She's got this really super high, squeaky speaking voice and this husky, really rich, gravelly singing voice. But, oh, my God, she absolutely destroyed Don't Rain on My Parade in the best possible way. She had some, you know, little idiosyncrasies vocally, which I thought were kind of actually kind of neat. But she was fantastic. So I'm going to put that video in the show notes as well. And then, James, while I was waiting for you to get home from In Transit, Kelly Clarkson performed on the actual, you know, big spectacle finale with Billy Gilman, who's a contestant. He's a former child country star. And they sang Quiet Uptown from the Hamilton mixtape as well. So lots of good Broadway stuff going on over on NBC's The Voice.
So quickly about the Good Morning America and Aladdin, did James Monroe Iglehart do it?
Yes, he did. So him and Adam Jacobs were both in it. So this was the normal stars. So I don't really know. Maybe you'll have to watch it and see if there anything jumps out at you as different than what you saw from Broadway. But it looked fairly similar to the Tony Award performance that I've seen multiple times from a couple seasons ago.
So fans of James Monroe Iglehart might want to know that on Saturday, January 28th, he is going to be performing at NJPAC in concert. And that's really exciting. I'm so glad to see that he's out there. He is high energy, amazing voice. Just, I'd love to see him break out of that whole Aladdin thing. And maybe he get onto other projects.
Maybe he could play Jenna in Waitress.
Oh, there's something. All right.
No, I think he's great. I think he's hilarious. We share a lot of nerdy similarities. He tweets a lot about nerd dork boy stuff that I enjoy quite a bit. So I'm definitely rooting for him to, to kind of do whatever he wants after he leaves Aladdin eventually.
All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Peace out, Alan Thicke.
Yeah, Alan Thicke. And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Wednesday with us, and we'll be back and talk with you tomorrow.